Hello and welcome back to Yashoda Health Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and today we are diving into a crucial topic that is preventing heart attacks, what you need to know. Joining us today is Dr. T. Shashikant, Senior Consultant Interventional Cardiologist, Director of Cath Lab and HOD at Yashoda Hospital. Dr. Shashikant, thank you for joining us today.
Hi.
So let's start by understanding what heart attack is. Dr. Shashikant, could you explain the basics of heart attack and why it's such a significant health concern?
So heart attack is a term which is used when one of the blood vessels in the heart gets blocked and there is a lack of blood supply to that particular area of the heart muscle, leading to its death. So the heart muscle dies when the heart blood supply gets blocked in one of the coronary arteries, and that is a heart attack. The sooner the blood vessel is opened, the better recovery of the heart muscle. Now, that being very important, the treatment has to be as urgent as possible or as fast as possible. The golden hour rule that patients should reach the hospital within an hour, take an ECG within the next 10 minutes, and get the blood reperfused in the next 60 minutes to 90 minutes so that we limit the damage to the heart muscle. That is very important because once the heart muscle is damaged, it becomes a sort of a permanent damage. Recovery chances have become less and less as the time advances from the time of onset of the blood vessel occlusion to the opening of the blood vessel. Once the heart muscle is damaged, the quantity of life and the quality of life both come down significantly, leading to a future higher chances of the person going into a heart failure and a very significantly decreased quality of life.
So what are the primary risk factors for heart attack, and how can individuals assess their risk, doctor?
So we as Asians are at very high risk for a heart attack or a myocardial infarction. There are multiple factors responsible for this higher incidence in the Asian population, one of them being our genetics. We have a higher incidence. The South Asian population has a higher genetic incidence of a heart attack. Number two, the environmental factors, our lifestyle. The risk factors of high prevalence of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, which remains uncontrolled in the majority of the population, smoking, high lipid levels, and of course, a sedentary lifestyle. So multiple factors are there. Nevertheless, in spite of that, a group of persons at a very young age group can have a tendency for a high clot formation or a thrombus formation and occluding the vessels, especially smokers who are going through a lot of stress because of their job or their stresses in life.
So talking about modifiable risk factors and about speaking lifestyle changes, what are some practical steps individuals can take to prevent heart attacks, doctor?
The modifiable risk factors are basically smoking, high lipids in the diet, especially saturated fats. The content of saturated fats have to come down. Good control of blood pressure, good control of diabetes mellitus, and being physically active are the most important modifiable risk factors for preventing a heart attack.
So can you tell us more about a healthy heart diet and what foods should people include in their diet to support heart health, doctor?
A heart healthy diet is basically a Mediterranean diet, or we call it a DASH diet, wherein there are lots of fruits, vegetables, pulses, less of carbohydrates, proteins, less of saturated fats. Now this, having been said this, the present era, the major issue is abundance of calories. The quantity of food which is necessary to maintain the health of an individual is much less than the amount of food we are consuming today. One, because of affluence, we are able to afford more varieties of food. Two, westernization of the Indian food. Three, the availability of food is so much that we are consuming much more calories than being necessary. And this high intensity calorie intake is responsible for a higher fat accumulating in the body, leading to a higher incidence of metabolic diseases like diabetes, hypertension, and of course, a heart attack too.
Undoubtedly, exercise plays a vital role in heart health. What exercises are best for heart health and how much should people aim to do?
There's no particular prescription of a heart exercise, but what is important is that if you maintain a physical activity of about 150 minutes per week of moderate intensity physical exercise or 70 minutes of high intensity physical exercise per week again, this is a good way of preventing a heart attack or reducing the incidence of multiple other diseases, including diabetes and hypertension. Now, having said that, even a small burst of physical activity do help in reducing the incidence of cardiovascular events. For example, taking the staircase rather than the lift, taking a brisk walk to a shopping center, doing even a 3 to 6 minutes of intense physical activity per day is good enough to ward off most of the cardiovascular events. Having said this, one can do an aerobic walking, yoga, stretches. One could do a weightlifting, a weight training with, for example, one wants to do a dumbbell as well. To a limited extent, I would not say lift a 50 kilogram of weight, but probably 10 to 15 kilograms of weight of exercise just to strengthen the muscles would make a lot of impact in improving the health of the individual.
Early detection is often the key to successful treatment. So how frequently should individuals get heart checkups and what tests are typically involved, doctor?
So the concept of heart health checkups have improved in the recent a decade or two, let's say. But what is important is that we need to identify the risk factors, do a total cardiovascular risk assessment, and target the population which is having a higher incidence of risk factors like diabetes or hypertension, smoking, alcohol, sedentary lifestyle, bad sleep habits. Those are the group of individuals we need to target and treat them more appropriately. And probably doing an ECG, probably a treadmill test, and in the patients who have a very strong family history of heart disease, probably even to going to the extent of doing a CT coronary angiogram to look at if there is a high risk for any particular individual.
So before we conclude, what would be your key message to our listeners regarding the prevention of heart attacks, doctor?
One needs to have a regular health checkup. Identify if you are having any of the risk factors for heart disease, like diabetes, hypertension, or any of the environmental risk factors like high alcohol intake, poor diet, sedentary physical lifestyle. In that situation, probably one needs to modify the lifestyle change, make some lifestyle changes to improve the quality of life and have regular checkups to know if you are standing at a high risk for a heart attack. In that situation, probably you need to go to your physician or a cardiologist and do the appropriate tests to get a proper diagnosis and take an appropriate treatment, which is again a lifelong treatment.
Thank you, Dr. Shashikant, for sharing your expertise on preventing heart attacks. It's been an enlightening conversation.
Thank you.
And to our listeners, remember that preventing heart disease or heart attacks is within your control. Stay informed, take proactive steps, and prioritize your well-being. That's a wrap for today's episode of Yashoda Health Podcast. We'll be back with more health insights in the future. Until then, take care and stay healthy. Thank you.